Listen now for the founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. Today's message was selected from among the earliest recordings preserved from his lifetime and ministry.
When Jesus came the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, another Jeremiah, one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon, the son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Now, my friends, I spoke to you recently on the subject, "Whom say ye that I am?" At this time, I wish to call your special attention to these words, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." In other words, Jesus said to Peter, "You've been in touch with God. You've had a revelation from God." I want to ask you this question today. Do you really believe, men and women, it's possible for men to know God? The agnostic says, "I don't know whether there's any God or not. There may be a God, but I don't know." But I'm talking to folks today who know. Some of us feel sorry for the agnostic. We know there's a God. I know it. I met him when I was a boy. I talked to him many times along life's road. You can't make unregenerated men understand this. What we say sounds peculiar and strange and sometimes very fanatical, but some of us know God. I'm asking you today, do you know God? I don't ask you if you know there is a God. I'm asking you, do you know God? When you say, "Our Father which art in heaven," do you know what you're saying? We read that we may know him, that we may know him. It's possible to know God. You may know that the United States has a president, and you may know a good deal about the president of the United States, but that's not knowing the president. A man may know a great deal about God and God's universe. He may know a good deal about God's laws. He may know a great deal about how many stars God has in the sky, and still not know God. It's one thing to know about God. It's another thing to know God. I'm asking you today, do you know God? I remember years ago, I heard an old preacher say one of the most startling things I think I ever heard come from a pulpit. He said, "Men and women, would you know the difference if God were dead?" Well, now, of course, that couldn't be. But let's imagine that as I'm talking to you now, that God should suddenly die. Suppose on the throne of the universe, God should die. And there's great excitement in heaven. Everybody's weeping. God's dead. And an archangel says, "Attention, everybody. Attention. We ought to send people down yonder to the world to tell those people that love God that he's dead. And I want to send a committee down there to tell all the people who are listening to Bob Jones over the radio, I want to send a committee down there to tell them that God's dead." And suppose in about 15 minutes from now, when I'm off the air, the angelic messenger should come to your room and say, "We have some sad news for you. A few minutes ago up in heaven, God died. And we'll have to get along without God from now on. We have no God. It's a universe without God." Would you know the difference before the angels got here? Some of us would. I'm talking to somebody now. If you'd know it. If God should die, and of course he will not die. He's the author of life. But if he should die, you'd know it. You'd say, "I wonder where God is. I'm so lonely and sad. And my heart's hungry. And where is God?" Do you know God today? Wait a minute. I'm not asking if you understand God. Did you know you can know people that you can't understand? I've known people I didn't understand. Very interesting people. You couldn't quite fathom them. You may not understand God, but you don't have to understand him. I remember when I was a little boy in the country, I used to run the house and climb up into my father's lap and put my arms around his neck and lay my head on his bosom and listen to his heartbeat. And my father used to, as we'd sit there on the porch, turn his eyes up the country road and look out into the distance, and he'd say such strange things. and I used to wonder what he meant. I didn't understand some of the big words he used, but the wiser he talked, the tighter I hugged. He was my father, I was his child. And if I couldn't understand everything he said, I knew he loved me. And I do not always understand God. So many things I don't understand. I've never understood why God lets a little baby cry in pain. I'm honest with you. The saddest note that ever filled my ear is the cry of a little sick baby that cries out in the nighttime and can't tell you what hurts him. Just cries in pain. I don't know why God lets little babies cry. One of the sweetest things about heaven to me is that there'll be no little sick babies up there. I don't understand. I've never understood why God let my mother die when I was 14 years old and break my heart so it never healed. I've never understood why God takes mothers, good mothers especially, away from little babies. But if God told me, I still wouldn't understand. I wouldn't know what he was talking about because I'm just a little child and I don't know all the words in God's vocabulary. You know, I'd have to learn a new vocabulary. Words that are too big for me to understand now. And so I don't bother. The wiser God talks, and the more mysterious this universe is, the more precious God is to me, because God's my Father. Jesus Christ, his Son's my Savior. I call him Father, and I know him. He's wonderful and precious to me. Do you know God? You know, you can know God and know so little else. And you can know a great many things about God and never know God. I know people that know very little about God's universe, but they know God. I know women that live in mountain cabins who can scarcely read and write, but they know God. When they get in trouble, they know to whom to go. And when sorrows come, they know who can dry tears. And they know who can comfort them and sustain them. They know God. I don't ask you if you understand him. I don't even ask you if you understand everything in the Bible. There are things in the Bible too deep for me and too high for me. That's the wonderful thing about the book. There's some things in the book that are so wonderful and deep, but some things are very plain and simple. All the things that I need to know how to live and to get to heaven someday, they're all clear in the Bible. I know that I'm to believe in Jesus to be saved. I know I can get wisdom if I ask God. I know I can get forgiveness for sin if I'll confess my sins. All the essential, wonderful things I need are clear and simple and easy to get. But there's a depth of meaning that I've never been able to explore in God's Word. I remember my mother. You know, my mother had the most wonderful voice I ever heard. Now, I'm not saying that just because she's my mother. I say it sincerely. My mother had a note in her throat I've never heard in a human voice. I remember one time a lawyer, brilliant old southern lawyer, told me. He said, "You know, Bob, I met your mother about 40 years ago. I talked to her just a few minutes. I was a young lawyer. And I listened to your mother." He said, "I've never heard a voice like it." He said, "All the years have passed, and I'm still haunted by that strange, sweet, wonderful, indescribable note in your mother's throat. I've never heard it in anybody else's voice." You know, years ago, I was sitting in the auditorium at our university. I was up in the gallery, and my son, Dr. Bob Jones Jr., was preaching. And he said something. And in his throat was a little note that made me think of my mother's voice. It wasn't as good as hers. It wasn't as wonderful. But a little note there. And when I heard that note, I began to cry like a baby. If tonight I walked out on the stars and just heard my mother say, "Son," just one word, just "son." That's all she said. No other word except just "son." If I heard her say that, I'd know that voice. She died when I was a little child, almost a half a century ago, and she sleeps the silent sleep of death. But if she said "son," she'd say it as nobody else ever said it. I understood her voice, and oh, the power of it. You know, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. My sheep know my voice. You know, so many things I don't understand. But I want to see if we can understand something. Now, everybody, listen. Let's tune into heaven. What do you say? Get these words. For God so loved the world. You understand that, don't you? God loved the world. The God who wraps up explosive power in an atom. The God who lets earthquakes come and cataclysms sweep the earth. That God loved the world. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world. Say, you can understand that, can't you? Wait a minute. When wars come and sorrows come and loved ones die, when babies cry in pain, when the heart of the world breaks, and when tragedies and horrors sweep the human race, and I sometimes wonder about it all, I just go out and look at Golgotha. I see one hanging on the tree in agonies and blood. I sit down near the cross. Listen, Calvary answers the question. The God who sent his Son to die on the cross, that God, will not treat anybody wrong. That God is a good God. And if he says things I cannot understand, I'll just say I don't know the vocabulary. And if strange, mysterious, providential manifestations come, and I'm tempted to wonder, I'll say Calvary answers it all. You can understand that God loves you, and Jesus died for you. And by Calvary's cross, you can climb up to God and call him Father. The way of the cross leads home, and the way of the cross leads to God's heart, and you can know God. Do you know him today? You folks listening, get down there by the radio, will you? Trust him and love him and be true to him. Goodbye, and God bless you.
You've heard a message recorded during the lifetime of the founder of Bob Jones University. Listen daily for messages by Dr. Bob Jones Sr., sponsored by Bob Jones University.